Hey Breakers, it's me, Amy. I am popping in and popping on today to talk about getting incredibly clear on your values. Now, getting clear on your values is a little bit in what I like to call the preliminary work, and it's also in the foundational work of goal setting. And knowing your values and getting clear on them is really important because values inform the direction of your business. And we can only get direction on our business if we know our values. And that also means that we have to slow down enough to really acknowledge what those values are. And slowing down can be really hard because so many of us are high achievers. We are so driven by the message and by the growth and success that we want to help our clients achieve, that it is just challenging to slow down. And so it can feel really uncomfortable for you to slow down because if you're listening to this, on some level, you're a high achiever. You want to see growth and success in your own life and business, and that's what you want to see for your clients as well. So as you do that, and as you gain more clarity on your values, you're going to be able to get your business moving in the right direction because you're using your values to inform how your business is going to keep moving forward. Values also support and guide the choices for your business so that we can make sure that you are heading in a direction that you want. Knowing your values allows you to apply it to your business so that your business life will stay in line with your personal life. And knowing your values will also help you stay focused in your business. So that's why it's so important that you're incredibly clear on what your values are. And I cannot tell you the number of times where I sit down and I start doing this preliminary work and some of this foundational work with my clients, and they're holding contradictory values. And, you know, that's when we start kind of getting into the nuances and splitting hairs and things like that. And to be honest, I'm okay with splitting hairs because I think understanding how things split apart and where they differentiate helps you better understand the direction that you want to go, and informing, again, your values will inform those decisions and choices that you make from there. I feel like it's a joke where we always talk about, the devil, the information is always in the details, or the devil's in the details, because that's where a lot of that information will come in and come out. So knowing your values is important because they inform the direction of your business. They support your choices for your business life and how you're going to move that and how you're going to cultivate that. You're going to be applying your values to your business, which, you know, is very cyclical in the sense that it will also keep your personal values aligned so that your business and personal life are in alignment so that they can keep making the movement and the growth and success that you want moving forward. And also knowing your values will help you stay focused in your business. So values also help you really understand how you want to focus your energy and your attention. You know your work and you know the way you want to operate your business and practice. And this is important because your work and your business and practice are an outer extension of you. So this means you will have to know who you are and how you want to show up in the world. And this all goes back to, of course, why we need clarity on why you need clarity on your values. And this is where you can truly start to build a business that's in alignment. And this is going to be, ultimately, your values are going to be the foundation that you build on and that you start developing the plans and the goals for your business, so that way it creates flow. You can create steady progress forward. You can create steady growth and success. So those are the things that I really want you to understand. And as you continue to get clarity on your goals. And here's the truth corner today. There's a funny thing about alignment that we don't often talk about. And I hit on it, several episodes earlier, but I want to hit on it again, is that you think that alignment is always going to leave you feeling good and like you're in the right place. When you're seeking alignment, when you're seeking that those values that keep your personal life and your business life in alignment, the truth is that you can easily enter into the and both relationship and also what I refer to as the push-pull arena. And the push-pull arena is often that space where you've got one foot in your core values and one foot in that growth zone. We talked about this, I think it was like episode like two or three of this year, so like 10 episodes ago or something. And this is where we can really get into that uncomfortable space or starting to feel like we're doing something wrong or feeling like something's off. And it's only through practicing and deepening and stepping deeper into our trust that we can start to really understand that line that we have to walk between those core values and that growth zone. And it's a really challenging line to walk through, even though it is absolutely 100% worth it. So understand that as you continue to progress and you continue to seek growth in your practice and business, that even when you're doing it in alignment, it can feel uncomfortable because alignment doesn't always mean that it's totally in line. Sometimes we kind of get a reality check between what I call like wishing and wanting something versus where we really are. And that can leave us with the and both relationship of the power of yet, because the power of yet can mean disappointment in the sense of like, ugh, I'm not there yet. And that is frustrating and disappointing for high achievers. And there's also and here's the and both, and yet can be really exciting because we can allow the space and the time in the room for I'm not there yet and it is still coming. And that is really good news. And this is where we kind of have to step in and deepen our trust and faith that the yet is coming, especially when we're in that disappointment area. And the yet is also exciting because we're still working our way there. We're still practicing so that we can get to our yet, so that we can get into our full alignment of showing up in the world in the way that feels truly good to us. So those are the things I want to really impart upon you today as you seek and get more clarity on your values, is understanding that values are important because they inform you of the direction of your business. They support and guide your choices for your business life. That applying your values to your business will help you keep your personal values also in alignment. And that knowing your values are going to help you stay focused in your business and help you really determine those choices of where your focused energy is going. So get clear on your values. It's really, really important. And I cannot tell you the number of times I'm working with somebody and we go through our values checklist in workbook and they are like, oh, I didn't realize that was there. So even if you think you know what your values are, you might be totally right. But if you don't know what your values are, you really have to get those down and you have to get really clear about those, because otherwise what starts happening is you start becoming unfocused, you start getting stuck, and if those things aren't happening, if you're not getting stuck and you're not getting unfocused, then you're building a business that may or may not work for you. And that is equally hard and frustrating because you pour all of this time and effort into something that actually isn't going to work for you, and that doesn't feel good. I've done that. It doesn't feel good at all. So I want you to carry those things with you this week, and I hope that you are showing up in the world in a way that truly feels good to you and who you are. And if you're not a part of the email list, you really need to get a part of the email list, because I am about to start sending out information about Goal Hustle Flow. And this is really a sprint for people who have an idea, who have something that they want to work on, but they just have been struggling around finding the time for it. They've been struggling with really creating strategy around it. And they're ready to take some movement on it to start figuring some things out so they can start getting some data and data on what it is they need to be, what direction they want to be heading in, and how they can best serve their clients. So if this sounds like you, absolutely get on the email list, because Goal Hustle Flow is coming out and there are going to be limited seats in this workshop / community that we are creating. I like to think of it as a little bit better than a workshop, but it's definitely going to be a community where we're cheering, supporting each other on as we do some of the more heavy lifting of reaching our goals. So I hope that you guys are having a great day. I hope you sign up for the email list if Goal Hustle Flow sounds like something that's really going to fit for you. And I hope that you're showing up in the world in a way that truly feels good to you and who you are. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.